Now on the phone this morning, I'd like to welcome Daniel Gwertzman. He is director and choreographer of Daniel Gwertzman Dance Company. Good morning, Daniel. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, indeed. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you. What is the mission of Daniel Gwertzman Dance Company, if we could start out with that?
Sure. Well, we're a nonprofit teaching and performing company since 1998. And our mission has been to cultivate the production of art, innovative art, and to present this to the public in accessible, meaningful, and interactive ways. So we've achieved this through a variety of different platforms, through classes, workshops, lecture demonstrations, performances, dance films, our website, and instructional videos. And something that girds all of those different platforms together would be that the programs encourage our audiences to be active participants. It's part of our effort to integrate communities into the dance making and dance performing processes. So we're really striving to teach people how dance can play a meaningful part of their lives, part of their physical and overall well-being.
Great. Very good. Very good. What motivated you to create an educational platform for dance, Daniel?
Well, you know, hearing this, it immediately links to what I was just saying in terms of our mission, that we have this, we didn't start just as a performing company, but from the beginning, it was really clear that education was going to be a central mission and a central part of our programming. So in asking about what motivated me to create this platform, I think in some ways we've had an educational platform or even that we've been an educational platform since our inception, and that this project, which I'll be happy to speak about, is codifying this programming and hopefully giving it a proper house. So just to talk about what this platform is, it's called Dance With Us. And thanks to some fantastic leadership support from the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, the company has been able to produce this digital educational resource, which is centered around a library of new dance films and videos. And it's geared toward a general viewership. We are very much interested to demystify contemporary dance or to demystify concert dance, explaining ways to view dance, discussing how dances are made. And through a lot of footage, this archive, this library of performance and studio footage, this resource intends to help people teach how to think and speak about dance and speak about dance with comfort. So we'll be providing a lot of favorite dances from our repertory as well as new films. And just this idea of giving it a proper house, typically in the theater, audiences come to the theater's house, the house being what it's called, the seats, the house of the theater. Well, we're hoping with this platform we can reach many more people and that you'll come to our house. And but yeah, this impetus has been here from the beginning. And I'll just add, I think that the real motivation goes back earlier than that. It goes back to growing up as a dancer. And I'm thinking how that's very much living against the grain of society and the culture at large. It's a wonderful way to live. And that an understanding that without education, dance cannot flourish. So in the end, the desire to teach people the numerous benefits of dance, not to make dancers per se, but to experience dance, to appreciate it, to understand it, for it not to be misunderstood or simply just not an not understood art form.
Well said, Daniel. If people want more information on the Daniel Gwertzman Dance Company, where can they go?
Sure. We direct to our website, which is gwertzmandance.org, and I'll spell Gwertzman. It is a mouthful. It's GWIRTZMAN, Gwertzman Dance. And Gwertzman comes from a German word of Gewürz, meaning spice. So I love to tell students, especially my youngest ones, that Mr. Gwertzman is really Mr. Spice Man. But we do have an interest in cultivating spices and bringing out what those flavors are in individuals and through the expression of dance.
Daniel, what is the significance of releasing the platform and premiering the dance films during this upcoming month, Pride Month?
Okay, well, you know, there are consciously prideful imagery, I could say, and concepts to play. But before speaking about that, I'd like to say that as a gay choreographer, Pride influences my work at a foundational level, regardless of how overtly queer-specific work might be. Resilience, strength, humanity, empathy, celebration, certainly, and community are central to this production. There's a spirit of pride and esteem, I'd say, that's central to the company's pedagogy and repertory as a whole, a spirit that's really designed to uplift and celebrate all that pride represents. That's clear even in working with kindergartners, elementary school students, validating everybody, regardless of what's being created, just the affirmation to have a comfort in one's skin. So that idea of pride certainly is central to that pedagogy. Getting back to, though, to the specifics of the platform and the dance films, there are a couple of films that metaphorically I think are akin and aligned with pride. There's a film called Castillo, which spotlights risk. It's taking place on the site of an elevated castle in Spain. And that strikes me as a metaphor for the uphill battles so many communities continue to face and fight. And again, I'm speaking metaphorically, another dance that film that will be premiering with the platform called Willow. Similarly, not a solo, a community, creating a community of solidarity. And for me as a choreographer, envisioning a utopian vision, and Willow as a symbol of the willow tree is a symbol of staying rooted, not only during this difficult time of the pandemic, but in the face of adversity, of really digging in one's heels to persevere. And the New York City Pride theme for 2021 is the fight continues, but making it larger than just pride, you know, the idea of having these metaphors that could be there as guides to persevere and to keep up, to just stay up, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then aside from the metaphor, then there's just some playful and cheeky dance films that we're presenting. Parade, for example, is visually prideful with the ensemble costumed in pink and basking in the sun. And I'll mention two other dance films that will also be part of this. Dollhouse. Dollhouse is a new film that animates a colorful make-believe to life. And how many men play with dollhouses, let alone create them? Well, hopefully there are many, as there should be. And then last, I'll just mention Fantasyland. Fantasyland, just the name itself, it's a cornerstone of this platform. Besides it featuring a character unfurling more pink, yards of pink fabric as its poster image, does pink alone constitute pride and queerness? No, of course not. But it's a deliberate and it's a bold choice to consciously promote differences with comfort. And for me to stand out is to embrace pride. Each dancer's vignette in this Fantasyland project explores the mutable fantasies capable to each of us, to transform our persona through dressing up, to overcome obstacles, whether they're self-imposed or from external forces, just to find harmony in expressing one's true self and nature away from the judgment of others. And for me, that idea, Fantasyland proposes this way to connect to one's inner pride, the pride of self-love.
Very well said. Daniel, what about Dance With Us are you most excited for?
I can tell you I am most excited for the launch itself because it's a party. We're going to be joined by some fantastic guests each night. There's a chance for those that are joining us to interact with the company and ultimately to dance. As I said from the beginning, our mission is founded on making dance accessible, interactive, and meaningful. And so I'm excited that we'll have this chance to interact with those that are viewing, that are participating in the event. And I'm excited for supporters to see our newest work, certainly, and to be able to introduce our work to new audiences.
You mentioned some productions, mainly Dollhouse. How does it feel to premiere Willow, which you've mentioned, and Dollhouse, two films that were mm-hmm. created during the pandemic?
Gosh, I imagine it'll feel great. It always feels great to premiere dances and dance films. It's the payback. It's the payback for the countless hours of working in the studio, working with the dancers, and then as filmmaker, the editing processes. you know, dances need to be seen. We were fortunate in that we were able to work throughout the spring and summer. I'm talking about last year now. And the proverbial dance in the forest, does it ever make a sound if no one is there to see it fall? You know, I like to bring that up because it feels wonderful to just be able to share the work. And then you know that it's out there in the world and you hope that it has a place of engagement.
Daniel, what were you working on before the pandemic and how did that shift?
It's a great question. And I know that there's a range of responses from everybody. Some people were really drastically affected by it in terms of their work. The shift for us was really an organic one and one that we've been making anyway. And I say that because we have a decade-long history of the production of dance films. We didn't suddenly venture into this when COVID struck. So that said, there were dances we were working on. We had a season lined up, a spring-summer season with live performances. That certainly didn't happen. But making lemonade from the lemons, we did turn that into specifically the Fantasyland project last summer. And so other dances had a reason to be born because of it, and other dance films. So I think that the work itself certainly was most dramatically felt by the dancers, but dancers are resilient. They have such great adaptability, and it was really a positive experience for us to make that shift.
Daniel Gwertzman is joining me on KTU Cares this morning. He's director and also choreographer of Daniel Gwertzman Dance Company. Daniel, again, if our listeners want more information, where can they go?
Thank you. To gwertzmandance.org. That's GWIRTZ as in zebra, MAN, followed by the word dance.org. Gwertzmandance.org. And even if you spell it wrong, Google will take you there.
Exactly. Two more questions as we have about 3 minutes left in the show. Any changes that you've made in the wake of the pandemic that you'll continue to uphold as we go into post-pandemic?
Okay, dropping a big one there now. You know, changes. As an educator, yes. As a person, yes. As a company director and a choreographer, yeah, I think for me, they all center on this work-life imbalance and how, as a leader, one has the responsibility to make healthy changes and to promote that for those that are part of a team. So I think the shift is about avoiding burnout. And I'm just reminded not too long ago, maybe a week ago, I'd read in a New Yorker magazine by Jill Lepore just about burnout. It's an excellent article, but about altering expectations, changing some language. So like, I will never use the word submit or master. I shouldn't say never, but I'm mindful of refraining from using these words or bullet points even. And I understand that might strike some as being overly PC, but I take these to heart. I think everyone can decide for themselves what's important. So as an educator, relaxing deadlines, assigning less work, none of that equates to a lowering of standards, of course. In many instances, the case can be made to the opposite, that can be even stronger. So I think the realignment of that work-life balance imbalance is so important, and that the pandemic has allowed that to really resonate, and I think that will linger.
And finally, Daniel, what do you envision for the rest of the summer and the fall for your company?
Oh, it's going to be dance with us all summer and into the fall. Once the platform is live, comes the entire production of promoting it. What good sitting alone in your platform? Come hear the music play. So we'll be focused on getting the word out, forging new partnerships, and continuing to add to the platform. So each month we'll be spotlighting a new film or a taped performance that's never been seen outside of the theater. And so that's something that we're looking for all the way through the fall. We'll also be offering some online classes, not because we can't do them in person, but just to finish by saying we've enjoyed the reach and the communities that have formed from being online during this time. And so it'll be a companion class to the public classes we'll be offering. And the company will also help me workshop some new choreography for a production of Rent I'll be doing in the fall.
Great. And the website, one last time, Daniel.
It's GWertzmanDance.org. Not so typical in the English language to have GW together, but it's GWIRTZMANDANCE.org.
Love it. Great show this morning. Daniel, thanks for joining us on the phone. Daniel is director and choreographer of Daniel Gwertzman Dance Company. All the best this late spring into all the summer and the rest of the year. Stay safe, and thanks so much for joining us, Daniel.
A great pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hi, folks. Jay Veneri here with Home Plus. With the new year upon us, we can finally sit back and watch everything go back to normal.